your microphone. We'll be okay.
All right. Well, just stay on your side, and everything will be good. It should be a good ball game today, folks. Monmouth-Roseville came from about, 10 behind last night and won the game over Illini West, to getting their first lead with 30 seconds to go. And then last night, Byron picked up their 18th win of the season. So a couple of good ball clubs here in this shootout this afternoon. We will take a one-minute timeout and come back and look at both ball clubs a little bit closer, and we will also hear from both coaches. Titans basketball, 97.7 WMOI. Welcome back to Galesburg High School on this Saturday afternoon. Jeff Thompson and Scott Weber, and it is the Byron Tigers that are coached by Tom Schmidt. And good ball club, 18-6. They have two returning players from last year that went a team that went 15-15. Webb, they were expected to be about a 500 ball club this year, but they've just kept improving all year long. And in that time, they've won the Eastland Christmas Tournament and the South Beloit Martin Luther King Tournament. And they're a member of that big Northern Conference, which includes Winnebago and Rockford Lutheran. In fact, they even beat Winnebago a couple of weeks ago. So I know you heard from a couple people that they were kind of a mediocre ball club, but everything I see on paper tells me they're pretty doggone good.
I'd have to agree with you. You know, we looked at some stats that they have. We're looking at their personnel. You know, not only from up here looking down on the floor, they look tall and long, but looking at their stat line here, they have one kid under 6 foot. Everybody else is taller than that. So they're probably playing bigger schools and bigger competitions. So I'd expect them to come in and battle.
Let's go ahead and go with the coach's interview. The head coach, again, is Tom Schmidt of Byron, and our coach's interviews are brought to us by John Ferguson of State Farm on the square in Monmouth. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. This is Coach Tom Schmidt. Welcome back to Galesburg High School. Monmouth-Roseville is going to take on Byron in about 5 minutes here in this shootout. Let's look at our Monmouth-Roseville team now. Obviously, you know that they've struggled recently, and they were struggling last night until that fourth quarter. And they took their first lead with 30 seconds to go and beat Illini West 61-59. So that overcame two previous losses to the Chargers. The Titans outscored Illini West 22-11 in that fourth quarter. And when I looked at their scoring, Webb, MJ Kelly had 14, Braden Reese 14, Jordan Cheek 13, and Jared Kirby 9. Got some points out of the guards. And I know you didn't go down to the game last night, but boy, what a needed win.
Man, that could be the win that they've been looking for all year to really, you know, push them, make a good regional run. But, you know, the scoring that you just mentioned, you know, that when they played in the Orient Tournament, I saw them play, the inside-out game is what I thought made them look really good there. And it sounds like last night that's what ended up happening again.
To be that balanced is what they did at the Orient Tournament. So, I sincerely hope and sometimes games like that, especially if you're not playing good, but all of a sudden you rally and you win in a big game like that, it's a big momentum changer. So let's hope that holds true for the Titans with today's ball game. All right, let's get to the coach's interview with Coach Grant. And again, our coach's interviews are brought to us by John Ferguson of State Farm on the square in Monmouth. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. It's just about 1 minute till tip-off. The teams have gone over to their respective benches. I don't know if we have a national anthem. When you have a shootout like this and games been going all day long, everybody's looking around like, is there introductions? Is there a national anthem? But I think we're just going to be waiting for the starting lineup here in just a moment. As far as our referees are concerned today, got three guys out on the court. I will say, Webb, in all of the games I've watched while my kids played, all the games I've broadcast, I don't know any of those guys.
I can tell you from being around, you know, with the girls so much, under the guy on the left, has done quite a few games. The guy in the middle and the guy on the right are from Peoria.
Okay, we'll call them Tinkers, Evers, and Chance, and that's a look at our referees for today's game brought to us by Doctors Diston and Doyle in Monmouth and Alito. Make sure you're seeing every play. Get your eyes examined regularly by Doctors Diston and Doyle in Monmouth. Titans are in there. Gray uniforms today, and we have our WMOI WREM polos on, and they're courtesy of MC Sports and More on South Main and Monmouth. So the Titans will be the visiting team. Let's go ahead and look at the starting lineups, and our starting lineups are brought to us by our Monmouth area McDonald's. Stop by your Monmouth McDonald's and enjoy one of the best salads in town. Why don't you go ahead and tell us about the starters for the Byron Tigers?
All right, for Byron, we have junior number 12, Nolan Bielski. We have junior number 15, Pauly Rico. Number 20, a junior, Hayden Jancic. A senior, Trent Snodgrass, number 21. And a sophomore, number 32, Connor Hard.
Remember, they're 18-6 on the season. Quickly for the Titans.
Oh, we've got to. I thought you were going to take that one for me. Sorry, JT. Junior Nick Kelly is starting. Senior Braden Reese is starting. Senior Dakota Welsh, Jordan Cheek, and Jared Kirby starting.
We're ready to get this ball game underway. At midcourt, it is Cheek along with Connor Harn. And mediocre crowd here tonight. Finally, some Titan fans rolled in these last 10 minutes. But a little sparse tonight, so maybe there's more radio listeners out there. And controlling the tip is Byron. Titans come out in, looks like, man-to-man defense. Byron not really doing any cuts. It's really, is it a 2-3?
I think it's more of a man-to-man, but they're not moving.
They're just
so
not
can't
moving.
Tell.
Out of the get-go, it's a long three by Trent Snodgrass. It is no good. And bringing it in, full court is Nick Kelly. He misses the layup, but Jordan Cheek was right there to put it back in for two for the Titans. Yeah, I don't think that Byron recognized what defense there was, and they kind of were doing a zone offense against a man-to-man defense. Here's a shot from Jan. What are you calling him? Hayden Jancic?
Hayden Jancic.
He missed the shot. Titans come up with a rebound. So far, it is man-to-man defense from Byron. Coach Grant expected a lot of zone out of them, but they come out in a man-to-man. Reese has it over to Welsh. Welsh looking inside, passes all the way over to Cheek. Cheek is on the left baseline, no good, or gets it back outside to Welsh. Now it's into Kirby. Kirby throws it to Welsh. Welsh takes it in, floats it up, puts it off the board, ball's on the ground, and it is stolen by Welsh on a tip back, and he puts it in for two. Good activity by the Titans.
Yeah, nice heads-up play by Dakota jumping the passing lane there.
4-0 early in the ball game. Titans with the lead. Byron works it outside. Harn has it. Swings it over on the right side to Bielski.
That was a tough name. That's a nice block by Jordan.
Jordan Cheek blocks Jancic. And now here come the Titans. They can take a 6-0 lead, maybe 7 with a 3. Welsh thought about the 3, gets in the lane, puts up a floater, no good. And it is rebounded by Kirby. He is mugged by Hayden Jancic. And so far, it's all Titans.
Yeah, good activity on the offensive boards by the Titans so far.
So Welsh will bring it in for the Titans. Oh, boy, he had Kelly down in the corner, put out a wide-open 3. But he brings it in to Kirby. Kirby to Reese and now to Welsh. Welsh has it. He's boxed by 3 guys and finally passes it to the left side to Kelly. Kelly holds his dribble. Now to Welsh. Welsh drops it down to Kirby. Kirby back outside to Welsh to Reese. Reese is wide open for a 3. Up and good. Braden Reese finally got his scoring things going last night, and he started the day with a 3, and it's 7-0 Titans.
That's a good sign for the Titans with them hitting this first shot.
Trent Snodgrass brings it down, and now that's into the paint. It's kicked back outside for Hayden Jancic with a 3. No good. She comes up with a rebound, and here come the Titans. It's all Titans again so far. 7-0 with 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Kirby has it down in the corner right in front of us. Gives it to Welsh. Welsh picks up his dribble. Gives it to Cheek. A little low pass picked up by Jordan. Now it's in the hands of Kelly. Kelly has a pick set by Kirby, and then a pick and roll goes off Kirby's hands with a bad pass from Nick.
That's a tough catch for Jordan rolling off that screen he's got. Yeah, good activity, though, so far.
I agree. Nice to see a couple players shoot with confidence, because Reese has not shot with confidence, but he did that 3. And, of course, he had 14 last night, which is big. Here's a turnover by the Tigers on the other end, but then the ball is ticked away from Nick Kelly, so that's a turnover, and here comes a drive to the other end by Nolan Bielski. He misses the shot. They come up with the offensive board, kick it back outside to Bielski. He puts up the 3, and finally, Byron is on the board, 7-3. Here's a little 1-2-2 zone. Kirby has it. He breaks that zone, takes it in hard, and they're going to say a charging foul as Connor Harn got it in front of Kirby. And that will be Jared's first.
Yeah, maybe probably not the shot Coach Grant's looking for right there. If they're doing a little runner, you know, we've had good motion on the ball, and that's sort of took us out of it.
Byron has it. Clear out front in the hands of Harn. Now inside and then back outside to Jancic. He gets in the lanes, throws up a floater, no good, gets his own rebound. They work it around the perimeter. Here's a three ball, and it's good from Pauly Rico. I love that basketball name, and it's all of a sudden 7-6.
Didn't take him long to get back in it, did it?
No, it didn't. Nick Kelly has it. Little zone press put on. They break the press. Cheek has it outside, swings it all the way over to Kelly for a three. It's up. It is no good. It is on the ground. Finally corralled by Jancic. Now they get it underneath, and Byron's going to take the lead as they sweep it under to Trent Snodgrass. 7-0 lead for the Titans evaporates, and now it's 8-7 Byron.
That was a good look by Rico to the backside, finding him open.
Welsh has it, gets it down in the corner to Kelly. Now to Welsh. Welsh shoots a jump shot, gets it, and he is fouled on the backside, I think, by Kirby. That would be his second. So Welsh had a good shot at it. And let's see if that is a second on Jared Kirby. Coach Grant's going to take a 30-second timeout to talk to his guys. You see the...
Yeah, that was his second foul. They called it on him.
The board that we can see doesn't show the individual player, does it?
No.
Okay. Well, that means my color guy not only is doing the scorebook, but needs to make sure he does fouls. How's that grab you?
I got you. I got you covered right now. I'm perfect on the day.
All right. So Jared Kirby's got two fouls, folks, and I would expect he's going to see a lot of pine time the rest of this half. If you're looking for an electrical contractor you can trust, call Tinkham's Electric at 335-3034 or go to tinkhamselectric.com. Titans are in their gray away uniforms tonight. They led 7-0 to start this ball game, and then a couple threes and breaking some pressure. Byron all of a sudden finds himself up 8-7. Kirby stays into the ball game. They did call that on him, didn't they?
They did, yeah. Yep.
All right, so he's into the ballgame still. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Byron leads 8-7.
You know, with their height, that hurts us with Kirby having to go out.
Yeah, and right there they take it at Kirby. We've got a spin inside by Connor Harn, and he scores two. 1-2-2 press put on, and they're long, so Titans break it, but it takes a while to break that press, doesn't it? Here is a three put up by Reese, no good. Welsh with the rebound. Ah, can't come up. Nick Kelly can't come up with it, so on the other end, it is a drive by Nolan Bilski, and he puts it in for two, and it's 12-7. It's a reaching foul by Bilski. Byron, they got a nice little ball club.
Yeah, you know, long, but, you know, Coach Grant talked about them getting down the floor, and they've got a couple fast break points, and they look good right now.
Checking in the ball game is Jensen Wolbrink for Kirby. Again, we said Kirby has two fouls. Reese has it, takes it on over to Kelly. Kelly throws it away, trying to get it to Wolbrink and threw it right to Bilski, and Bilski goes in on the left side and puts it in for two. It's 14-7, so Nick's got about three turnovers here early, and that's not like him.
No, three fast break buckets, too.
Welsh has it. So he's got a break to the ball here. Welsh. Just all the way across the court to Kelly. Kelly for Reese. Gets it inside to Kirby. Nice job. Good feed from Reese to Cheek inside for two. It's 14-9. Titan had given up 14 straight points.
Yeah, it was a 14-0 run, so that was big.
Here's a turnover by Byron. Wolbrink comes up with it, gives it to Welsh. Welsh across half court. Gives it to Kelly outside. Up top to Reese. Thought Reese might shoot that. Instead, he throws, nope, it's almost thrown away. Cheek kept alive. Reese now has it down the corner for a three. No good. And it is rebounded by the Tigers. Bringing it up is Pauly Rico. Here's a drive inside, and that is a blocking foul on Wolfring. As taking it hard in the lane was Bilski. So So that is the third team foul on the Titans. A few changes for Byron. They played last night just like the Titans did, so you always wonder about the energy level on a Saturday afternoon. Austin Hammond's checked into the ball game, comes in for Reese, and on the inbounds, it's turned over by the Tigers. Here comes Monmouth Roseville. Hammond has it outside, takes it in the corner to Welsh. Welsh up to Cheek. Cheek right side to Kelly. To Welsh for a three. Puts it up, no good. Also, the shots aren't falling for the Titans.
A couple quick shots for us. You know, once we've worked with it, we've got some good looks, so I think coach is going to want to be a little bit more patient.
I do like it, though, when Welsh is looking for a shot, because there's so many times he just doesn't do it, and he's missed a couple this so far this game, but I still think he's a good enough shooter. You got to let him shoot out of that.
Yeah, I mean, he's shooting almost 40% on the season, so he's got to look for a shot a little bit more.
So with 12 seconds left, Byron is working around for one. It's in the hands of Snodgrass, and he pulls up for a three. No good. Ball's being tipped around, and then almost back in to get another shot out of it. Got four tries at it, missed it, and that is the end of the first quarter. So the Titans led 7-0, gave up 14 straight points to the Byron Tigers, and then finally score a needed deuce. It's 14-9, Byron over the Titans after one quarter. We'll be back. Titans basketball, 97.7 WMOI. Welcome back to Galesburg High School on this Saturday afternoon at this Galesburg Shootout. What is the official name of this event? I call it Galesburg Shootout.
But the shirts we got for the girls at BSN Tournament.
Oh,
Shootout.
Yeah. Well, it must be sponsored. I don't know what. Anyway, we'll figure out what that is. I was thinking it was going to be for a railroad sponsor, but not quite complete.
I'm sure that our halftime guest can tell you that.
Yeah, we will figure that out. Good point. Here's a three-pointer out of the start this second half by Austin Hammond, and then Brady Moorfield tried to tip it back in, and then Hammond had another look at it. And Byron went to the other end, and from behind, Moorfield poked it away, and here come the Titans.
Yeah, that's some good hustle to tip it from behind and track it down.
Kirby's back in there with two fouls. He's out there with Moorfield, Frieden, Reese, and Hammond. Hammond has it. Hammond gives it up to Frieden. Frieden shoots a quick three. Oh, Lane Frieden cans a three, but they're going to say an illegal pick by Brady Moorfield. And Lane had to feel pretty good. He pops it in, and no good. And then to make matters worse for him, Nick Kelly checks in for him.
Yes, that's kind of hurt. But a good, a nice out play, and Lane made a great shot. It's just Brady.
He got in the game for 43 seconds, made a three that got called off, and he's out of the ball game. Byron works it around their perimeter. It's in the hands of Snodgrass, who it was almost another foul on Kirby. Did you see that?
Yeah, Kirby gave the guy a nice hug. I think he told him a nice shot.
Ball's knocked out of bounds. It was an air ball by Byron, and the Titans came up with it, and then it got knocked out of bounds. So here comes Nick Kelly against his 1-2-2 zone. I don't know why Nick picks up his dribble there. They get it across to Moorfield. Moorfield back to Reese. Reese down to Kelly, and Kelly travels to the two-step before he took off. 14-9 is the score, 6:43 to go here in the second quarter.
That's what's frustrating, Coach. I guarantee you Coach works on that play, or, you know, footwork every day in practice, and when that happens for no reason, it just drives you crazy.
A lot of kids do it.
Oh, it happens all the time.
It gets too anxious. All right, Byron works it around. He gets his man-to-man defense. It's in the hands of Riley Adams. They swing it down left corner to Hayden Jancic, up top to Pauly Rico. Baseline pass to Jancic. He puts it up, no good, and then it's tipped out of bounds. Titans ball. So Tigers looking a little bit more out of sync than they did earlier. Cheek's going to check in for Moorfield. Sikorsky for Kirby.
Yeah, they've come down and looked really good offensively, and they've come down and stood around and got nothing.
And Welsh comes back in for Hammond. So the starters, nope, Sikorsky is out there for Kirby, but the rest of the starters are out there. 1-2-2 zone, full court. Welsh has it, picks up his dribble, gets it to Reese. Reese was hoping for a cut to the basket by Sikorsky, and it wasn't there, and it goes out of bounds.
Another turnover. The turnovers right now are hurting the Titans, right? unofficially got them for 5 at 4 in the first quarter, so that doesn't help them.
Nope. All right, here comes Byron against the Titans' man-to-man defense. Ball's in the hands of Connor Harn. And around the perimeter, a nice back cut here. Put up, no good. And then an offensive board in there by Hayden Jancic, who puts it in for 2 for Byron. It's 16-9. The Titans stopped the first one, just didn't pick up that offensive board. Welsh picked up his dribble in the backcourt and almost had a 5-second call, so Coach Grant called a timeout. Wished he didn't have to, but he couldn't retrieve that timeout back from the referee.
Those are the ones that you say timeout and hope it doesn't happen.
Junius Country Auto Group of Monmouth come in today where nobody beats our deal, nobody. Junius Country Auto Group. By the way, Jeff Slater, might remember him as living in Monmouth, and then he went up to Rock Ridge as the AD, then went up somewhere north. I don't know, in Winnebago or...
You go to Rock Ridge?
No, well, he was at Rock Ridge.
Okay.
Then he went up north, northern Illinois somewhere as an AD. But he's been in Galesburg for 2 or 3 years, and he's going to join us at halftime. Jeff's a good guy, and we'll talk about this tournament a little bit when he gets here. Out of the timeout, the Titans have it, and it's a shot by Nick Kelly. No good. And Ethan Sikorsky gets the offensive board, puts it back in, and is fouled. Good job by Ethan just getting position and then muscling it back up and in and drawing the foul.
Yeah, great rebound by Ethan, but more importantly, a nice strong move back to the basket.
Ethan's going to be rewarded by coming up with Hammond coming in for him,
yeah,
if he makes the free throw. It's up. It's no good. And Nick Kelly comes up with it, puts it up, no good, off the cheeks, hands. So Hammond's going to come on in for Sikorsky, and there must be some blood or water on the floor. Brandon Terrell, the trainer for Galesburg High. I know BJ very well. You know him. He plays ball with us.
Yep.
He's the trainer for the tournament, so he has to come in and clean a little crud off the floor. I don't know if it's blood or what it is, but it's now clean. And the Tigers will bring it down against the Titans.
We'll have to give him some props for that tomorrow.
I saw him there. I said, what are you doing here? He goes, I'm working. I said, well, what are you doing there?
Yeah.
Then he explained he was the trainer for the day.
Yeah.
16-11 is the score. Byron has a back cut, and then Reese picks off the pass. Here come the Titans. Kelly has it. Right side. Man-to-man defense by Byron. They get it to Reese. Reese gives it to Hammond. Hammond thought about a 3, now gives it to Kelly. Kelly to Welsh. Welsh to Kelly for a 3. Kelly, good. Had a man in his face, and had a nice high archer, puts it in for 3. But on the other end, it is a fast break by the Tigers, and Connor Harn sweeps under and puts it in for 2. It's 18-14 with just under 5 minutes to go, and almost turned over by the Titans again, but they're going to say there's a foul on Hayden Jancic. Actually, Trent Snodgrass picked it up. That was a weak pass from Nick. Just happened that Austin Hammond swung his rear around and got hit a little bit to draw the foul.
Yeah, it looked pretty clean from where we're at.
I agree. Nick Kelly brings it across half court. Falls on the floor and goes to the kick by Harn. 18-14, 4.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Kicked out at his kick, and the Titans will take it out underneath their basket. They get it into Hammond. Hammond up, no good. Ball's tipped around. Comes down in the hands of Rico. Rico gets it on ahead to Snodgrass. Down in the corner for a 3. No good. Just in and out from Filski. And here come the Titans. Coach Grant calling a play. That way you said wire. I've never heard that one. But we'll see. Reese has it. Maybe that's it. Reese shoots a 3. No good. Ball's on the floor. Picked up by Byron. And both ball clubs played last night, so we'll see if fatigue makes a big difference. Here's a crazy shot by Pauly Rico. That he had to just get rid of it or get stuffed. And now Nick Kelly goes coast to coast and puts it in for 2. Good job by Nick going coast to coast. He scored 14 last night after having a couple games where he didn't do much scoring-wise. Now we're going to get a double foul on Jordan Cheek and Connor Harn. I was watching them battle on the right block, and they're going to go ahead and call it on both just so they nip that in the bud.
Yeah, there's been a little bit of pushing going on. Rico's looking at his arm like something happened with his arm.
He's all right. A wonderful man in the city of Monmouth has texted me and said that Jeff Slater was actually the athletic director at Byron. So I knew he was up north, but this beautiful hog-headed person, I appreciate his text on this Saturday afternoon giving us that information.
Yeah.
You know who that would be?
That'd have to be Scoop Brady.
No.
I'm going to guess.
I want you to take on somebody on a big old hog head.
It's got to be Mike Leary.
Boom, got it. 3:40 to go here in the second quarter. It's 18-16, Byron leads. They've got the ball, and it's on the floor, picked up by Reese. Reese has it, gets it ahead to Kelly. Now the Welsh. Welsh driving the baseline, picks it back up. Boy, he's got Hammond for a three. Hammond is going to shoot the three. It's good. Austin Hammond shoots the three. He was set there that whole time, and he gives the Titans a lead, 19-18. And Coach Schmidt has taken a timeout for the Tigers. How about that?
Yeah, Austin was just begging for one.
He was in that spot for a long time, and no one was out on him, and he just, with confidence, shot the three and made it. So it was a good find by the Titans. And Kelly's got a three. Reese's got a three. Hammond's got a three. So it's good to see that of a couple different guys.
Yeah, that's just, you know, if we can get the outside game going a little bit with threes, then that's just going to free up the inside guys a little bit more, too. So that is good to see already this first half.
3:20 to go here in the second quarter. I'm sitting here in the Paul's Mental Lipus fumes of Scott Weber, but we're going to make it as long as I don't get that cold that you got.
Still get it next week when you're in Arizona.
Yeah, probably so. Anyway, across the half court is Pauly Rico out of the timeout. Thought Wolbrink was going to get a second foul, and they're going to have a turnover by the Tigers as Nick Kelly kind of got tied up with Anthony Eddy, and it is Titans ball. On the floor for the Titans is Cheek, Kelly, Welsh, Reese, and Hammond. Kirby's got two fouls.
Looks like we've picked up the pressure a little bit defensively.
Down the corner to Hammond. He's going to shoot another three, and it's good. Austin Hammond with two trays this quarter, and it's 22-18.
Big shot for Austin.
Huge shot. Byron has it on the outside. Now they all of a sudden they look a little tentative, don't they?
Yeah, it's back around the outside.
Anthony Eddy has it, and they're going to go up for three. Boy, there's the answer. Pauly Rico just elevates and puts it in. 22-21 in favor of the Titans.
That's his second three of the day so far.
Welsh has it to Reese. Reese gives it to Kirby. Outside for a three by Kelly. It's short. No good. And here comes the Tigers. And it was disrupted by Reese and then tipped off the Tigers. So it is a turnover by Byron. Good job by Braden Reese helping disrupt that pass.
Tell you what, Byron doesn't waste any time getting down the floor.
Boy, on a missed shot, they want to go, don't they?
Yeah, they're getting out.
Nick Kelly gets across half court, picks up his dribble, gets inside, takes it outside to Hammond. Hammond shoots a jump shot, and it's good. Austin Hammond from about 12 feet, he's feeling it, bouncing down the court, 24-21. He's got the Titans' last 8 points.
Ride him while we can.
That's right. Minute 52 to go, 24-21. Here's another three put up by the Tigers. Welsh comes up with it. Now the ball's on the floor. It squirts out. Nick Kelly couldn't quite. You know, he does save it. Got it back to Hammond, and now Welsh has it. Welsh has it. Might as well find Hammond.
I was going to say, set a screen for Hammond.
It's to Kelly, to Welsh. Get it down to Hammond. He's on the baseline, man.
He was wide open.
He was. He was. But it's a foul. Welsh is hit in the on the hip. Minute 30 to go. Titans lead by three. Welsh brings it in to Kelly. Going out there, Austin. Get open and fire that thing again. Kelly has it. Kelly keeps it up to Hammond. Hammond says, I'm shooting again, old heat check. You didn't miss that one. Didn't quite get squared up on that one.
Pretty good chance that ball was going up.
Here's a drive inside, blocked by Hammond. And Reese comes up with it, and here come the Titans. So Byron's only scored 7 points in this quarter. Welsh has it to Hammond. Thought Austin was going to shoot another three, but instead Nick Kelly's going to, almost banks it in. It's rebounded by Snodgrass. Snodgrass takes it on outside for a three. That's no good. It was a horrible shot.
Off balance.
Wow, that was from Eddie. And then another three. Eddie comes up with a rebound, kicks it outside to Rico. Rico takes it up, and Cheek blocks Rico's shot, but fouls him, so Rico will go to the line to shoot two. Paulie Rico, that's a good basketball name.
That is a very good name.
Let's say of all the names we have here today, that's the best one.
Until I get a look at the other ones, I'll tell you that's true. But more importantly, Jordan Cheek just picked up his second foul.
And Kirby's got two. Jensen Wolbrink's going to check into the ball game, and the free throw is good from Paulie Rico. Two-point game, 24-22 with 40 seconds to go here in the first half. Again, Jeff Slater, the AD at Galesburg High, is going to join us at halftime. Second one is up. No good. Wolbrink with the rebound, and the Titans likely will hold for the last shot. They lead 24-22, 35 seconds to go. Can we get a good last shot, and can we hold on to it for 30 seconds?
You know, we bet about this a lot last year.
Nope, Reese says, forget that, I'm shooting, man. No good, ball's tipped out. Comes down in the hands of Paulie Rico, and then on the underneath, it is missed, and then blocked on the backside by Sikorsky.
Great play by Ethan.
Yeah, Ethan's had a couple of nice plays in this half. Now here's Welsh for a three, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers, 1 second to go. It's going to be shot, no good, and that will be the first half. And the Titans come back from a deficit and lead this one 24-22 on the hot hand of Austin Hammond, who had, what, 8 points in that second quarter?
Yeah, 2 threes, consecutive trips down the floor.
All right, so the Titans lead 24-22. Again, Jeff Plater is going to join us for a little conversation during halftime. We'll look at the scoring for both ball clubs. Next thing you know, we'll be having the third quarter get underway. You are listening to Titans Basketball on 97.7 WMOI. Welcome back to Galesburg High School on this Saturday afternoon. It's halftime. Jeff Thompson along with Scott Weber for this broadcast. And our halftime show is brought to us by Carl Sandburg College for excellence, collaboration, integrity, and respect. Carl Sandburg College, your future awaits. As I had stated, Jeff Plater, the athletic director for Galesburg High, was going to join us. So Jeff is seated beside me. I go way back with Jeff, back when our kids played ball together in grade school. And let's see, you were, then you went to Rock Ridge,
Yeah, I was at Bushnell at the time. I was, when we first were there, I was at Biggsville Union and at Bushnell, head football coach there. And Jake and Brian played, Jake was a year behind Brian, and they won the state championship that year. Remember, Brian and...
Don't worry, I remember. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Jake got to tag along on that team, and that was a lot of fun to watch. That's what it's all about.
Yep, and then you went on to Byron after Rock Ridge, and now back here at Galesburg. Boy, is this like your third or fourth year?
Actually, my second year. I was up in Byron for 7 years. Really enjoyed my time up there. Learned a lot. You know, it was an opportunity to become an athletic director only. At Rockridge, I was assistant principal and at AD. Byron has outstanding facilities and things. And when I went around there and interviewed, and I was like a little kid at Christmas with the facilities they have. And they had a great relationship with the Byron Park District. And Ray Belskis was the director over there, and worked with him. And that was a great opportunity, learned a lot. This position came open a year and a half ago, about 2 years ago, actually. And I thought, I got 6 years left. I want to come home. I've been a Silver Streak my whole life, and there's an opportunity to come back and just try to contribute here.
Well, Galesburg's got beautiful facilities with the new football field, and this field gym is always wonderful. So a lot of good things. But let's talk about that. Let's talk about this tournament. I know it's called, I didn't grab a brochure when I came in, but it's called the BFN. And when I originally heard that, I'm thinking, is that, originally I thought it's got to be something with the railroad that with those three letters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But something was missing. But anyway, tell us who the sponsor is.
Well, Kenny Pasco is our BSN rep. BSN is a national organization, national sporting goods company, really based out of Texas. They service lots of different places. Everywhere I've been, when I was up at Rock Ridge, when I was up at Byron, they've been real big. And they've been very supportive of our programs. And they have, for the last few years, they've sponsored this shootout. They provide T-shirts for the kids. And it's just a great day of basketball. We're fortunate enough to get some of the teams that we've been able to get for this, for the shootout, which is a little bit different than the tournament because it's a regular season game
yep.
as opposed to getting five games. And we've had some excellent teams. And today already, I mean, with Byron and Sherrard girls, the number one and number three team in the state played already. And that's to be a prelude to the 2A super sectional, which will be at Monmouth College.
Yeah, that looked like a couple of good ball clubs prior to this game. How many girls teams are in this?
I think we have six girls teams and eight boys teams.
All right.
Or vice versa. Maybe it's eight girls. I don't know. Without looking in front of me.
And
seven games altogether.
Okay.
Throughout the day.
I've been out of town all week on business. Got back later yesterday, and I just knew I need to be over here for the 2 o'clock game. But the Silver Streaks, who are they taking on?
The girls will play Stillman Valley High School.
Okay.
Again, which is up north by Byron. They've got a really good post player who's going to be going to the University of Arkansas on a full ride, big post player, and she'll be tough to defend. We don't match up with big post players real well. So, it's a good thing to get her down here and see some different competition. Stillman Valley's 3A. They're a small 3A school, but they're 3A. And then the boys will play Lake Forest Academy tonight, the last game of the night, 7:45. Which is a school up around the Chicago area, who is a very talented team. I think the record's like 13-3, something like that, and they're a very talented team as well.
All right, and so everything's going well. Looks like it's set up beautifully. It's a nice job.
Yeah, well, thanks. I just sit back. The coaches helped me a lot in terms of setting up and getting teams and that. We worked together. When I was up at Byron, we came down here and enjoyed our kids come down here and play on this floor because, there is a lot of mystique with Field Gym. And especially since it's brand new with the new floor, new seats, and all that. So, but anyway, it's a good day, and I really enjoy it. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate
all right,
it.
Man. Hey, good to see you. Jeff Flater, the athletic director here at Galesburg High School. We'll take a timeout, come back, and look at scoring from the first half. Again, the Titans lead 24-22. Titans basketball, 97.7 WMOI. Welcome back to the halftime show at Galesburg High School. It is the Monmouth-Roseville Titans 24, the Byron Tigers 22. Go ahead and go over the scoring, if you will, Mr. Whipper.
Yes, sir. For Byron, number 12, Bielski, has 9 points for them. Rico Pauly, name of the day, has 7. Trent Snodgrass has 2, and Connor Harn has 4. The total 22 for Byron. And for Monmouth-Roseville, Dakota Welsh has 2. Nick Kelly has 5. Braden Reese has 3, Jordan Cheek has 4, Ethan Sikorsky has 2, and leading the way with 8 strong points in the second quarter was Austin Hammond for a 24-22 lead for the Titans.
8 straight points in that second quarter for Austin Hammond. The Titans took that lead, and again, it's 24-22, and we're ready to start this second half. Ball's going to belong to Byron, and I really expect this thing to go down to the wire.
Yeah, if it's like the first half, that'd be fun to have another good game.
Both ball clubs played last night, so we'll see if fatigue sets in. Kirby and Cheek each got 2 fouls, and here's a back cut and a reverse layup. No good by Rico, and the Titans bring it down and almost tip or almost turn it over, but Kirby tracks it down, and it's out front to Welsh. Welsh gives it to Reese. Reese dribbling to his right, gives it to Welsh. Welsh on the baseline. Thought about trying to take it in. Instead, backs it out to Kirby. Kirby gets into the paint, gets it swatted away. And here's a fast break, put up and in. Nice job. Pauly Rico puts it in on a nice pass from his teammate, Jancic. That was a good job, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean.
Get down the court fast.
I've been thinking long shots to create some runoff for them, and they're taking advantage of it.
Kelly has it on the right wing. Swings it on the left wing. Oh, to Welsh, and he just simply took his eye off it and goes out of bounds.
Probably not the star coach Grant was looking for. 2 turnovers and 2 possessions to start the half.
Bringing it up against Nick Kelly is Trent Snodgrass. He's a 6'2" senior. Long sleeves. Get a little style. Ooh, a little behind the back pass. And it swung over to the right side to Snodgrass. Snodgrass looking inside, nothing there. They take it back up top. For some reason, Bielski didn't want it. He swings it on over to Caden Jancic.
it almost looks like they're ready to settle for a three-point shot because they just swing it around the outside.
Instead, they wait till Parn is open at the free throw line, and he had zero hesitation. That dude started shooting before he caught it. He missed it, and Titans have it. All that other patience gets shot quickly.
Yeah. I don't think you want your post player to shoot the 16-footer.
Kirby got it on the right block for the Titans. He got surrounded and found Cheek wide open, swung it to him, and Cheek put it in for two. It's 26-24 Titans with 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Titans, is this a zone? Yes, it is. Nope, it's not.
Nope.
For a moment. There's just not much. Here's a three put up by Rico that's no good and rebounded by the Titans.
Yeah, it looks like a zone just because
they just
fire drive women.
Yeah, they just don't cut through. Kelly has it, gives it to Kirby way outside. Kirby down to Cheek. Cheek is on the baseline, gives it back to Kirby. Kirby, nothing there, back outside to Cheek, and then to Kelly, top of the key, to Reese. Reese goes down in that right corner, picks up his dribble, gets it to Kirby, back to Reese. Reese throws it away. Ball, nope, Reese somehow, I think, stole it back, then misses the shot. It's the third shot here now. Fourth shot at it by Kirby and puts it in for two, 28-24.
Yeah,
here's a drive inside. Kirby blocks a shot by Snodgrass. So the Titans can extend their lead here. It could be the biggest lead of the game. Well, she's going to shoot a three. No good, but Cheek with the rebound to Kirby. Put that up, Jared. He finally puts it up and puts it in. Hesitation by Kirby for whatever reason, but he finally decides to put it in. It's 30-24. And Coach Tom Schmidt takes a timeout.
I'm glad he listened to you.
He was 6 feet from the rim with nobody on him, and he just wasn't sure what he wanted to do. But Coach Schmidt has taken a full timeout, so we'll take one ourselves. Titans lead 30-24. Titans basketball, 97.7 WMOI. Welcome back to Galesburg High School. It's 30-24. Titans lead with 4:40 to go here in the third quarter. Byron has it out of the timeout, working around the perimeter. They're cutting through once in a while, but they really just don't want to set picks and move that much.
No, they're content with playing from the outside.
Here's a shot, no good by Rico. He likes to shoot. Offensive board is no good. Ball's on the floor, and they're going to say it's tipped off Horn. It will be Titans' ball. Yeah, they're just not getting that clean of looks. But a lot of it is just if they kind of try to do more shake and bake for a shot.
There doesn't like there's a whole lot of stats going on.
Little press put on that is broke by the Titans. Welsh has it out front. Gives it to Reese. Reese to Kirby. Kirby over to Welsh. Welsh puts it up, looks like a short-armed it. That's going to be a foul on Kirby, committing his third foul, pushing Harn.
Yeah, that happened right in front of the ref. That was an easy call for the ref on that one.
So they're going to put Hammond in for Kirby because Kirby's got three, and Hammond's got 8 points in this ballgame to lead all scorers. So let's see if he can continue the hot hand.
Instant offense. Back in.
Shot with no hesitation and then really felt good when that eighth point went in. He did do a heat check. Whoop. Got a Rico on the floor. Titans fans want there to travel. So Rico was on the floor. It looked like he did a couple things to pick up a travel, but they gave it to Hayden Jancic, who definitely traveled. He got into the lane. So Byron's just looking out of sync at the moment.
Rico's looked like it hurt. Then it looked like he traveled. I'm sure what was going on.
Welsh has it. Goes on the left baseline. Swings it up to Reese. Reese down to Kelly. Kelly's going to shoot a three. Good. So good five by Reese, good shot by Kelly. It's 33-24. Titans lead by nine now. To feed Belsky. Now it's in the hands for another three. Crazy three, actually.
Yeah, another off balance.
Yeah, by Snodgrass. So Byron's just not playing well right at the moment. And Welsh has it. Welsh down to Reese. Reese thought about a three, gives it to Kelly. Now up top to Welsh. Welsh gets it down to Cheek, and they're going to call a foul on Harn. Yeah, out of sync is Byron. While they looked so good a couple of times, they are definitely out of sync, and they're going to bring in three subs, and they're also going to call a timeout. So I think They just have one timeout left.
Three left.
I see that now. Anyway, it is a full timeout called by Byron. They need one trying to get something going. So we'll take a timeout. Titans lead 33-24. Titans basketball, 97.7 WMOI. Welcome back to Galesburg High School on this Saturday afternoon. Don't do many games here, Webb, but it's Field Gym is really nice. And the Titans lead by 9, 33-24, and they have it out of the timeout. They get it inside to Hammond, and Hammond uses his body and puts it in for two, and he gets into double figures and extends the Titans lead to 11.
Yeah, nice play out of that timeout, and a good look by Austin.
Here's Harn taking it in hard. He puts it in. Actually, it wasn't Harn. It was Paulie Rico, and he banks it in for two. But Lane Green's ahead of everybody, but they don't get it to him to the last second here. Titans break the press. 35-26 Titans. Hammond has it out top. Gives it to Welsh. Welsh gets it to Cheek. Cheek looked like he traveled.
Yeah, I think Cheek got away with one there.
But he instead elevated and put it in for two. Rico brings it up for Byron. Rico's taken about a third of their shot, hasn't he? It's going to be a foul on Cheek, picking up his third on the body. He kind of just used his body on Riley Adams. So both Kirby and Cheek have three fouls. We'll see if that makes a difference in that fourth quarter. Wolbrink will come in. Welsh and Cheek check out. Let's see. So Lane Frieden is in there with Reese Hammond. Knocked away by Nick Kelly on the inbounds. Lane Frieden comes up with it, gets it to Kelly. Down to Hammond for a three. He shoots a three, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers. Here's a drive inside. It's going to be a foul on Hammond as Riley Adams took it hard to the hoop, so Adams will go to the line to shoot two.
It seems like, you know, Byron in a half-court game sort of stagnant, but with our long shots, they're getting some nice runouts, and they can get down the floor.
And on those long, it's their game plan. Any long rebound, they go.
Yeah.
First shot is up. Well, you know, we were talking about a little bit during the last commercial, but they have a very stagnant offense in just the half court. They just don't have much, you know, they just don't have much going on.
No, it's like throwing around the outside till somebody's open for a three, but then they throw around shooting off balance shots.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't see what they're doing yet, but.
Well, they're 18-6 in the year, so they've done a lot of things right. Certain times today, it hasn't looked very good. Here's a feed from Reese all the way down court to Welsh. Both free throws were made, so it's 37-28. Here's Reese taking it in, and he turns it over as it's picked off by Camlin. Now it's in the hands of Eddie. Eddie shoots a three, no good. Wolverink with the rebound. Good look. Almost went in, almost got the roll. Frieden takes it across half court. Now it's to Reese. Reese out to Hammond. Hammond goes on the baseline, pulls it back out. Gives it to Reese. Reese goes to his right, looking for something there. Talking about stagnant offense, we don't have much going on
at
the moment.
Yeah.
Hammond has it. Hammond gives it to Welsh. Welsh gets into the paint, gives it to Reese. Reese picks up his dribble back outside to Welsh. They get it inside to Wolbrink. Wolbrink, nice little left-handed hook that's no good. And here comes the Tigers. Tigers miss the layup. They take it back outside for a wide-open three by Camling, and it's good. So good hustle by Byron. They kick it back outside for a three at 37-31. Here is Lane Frieden ahead of everybody going in for a layup. Gets scared from the backside and misses it, and it is rebounded and now in the hands of Byron, and it takes it in hard, and it's a blocking foul on Wolbrink. Paulie Rico will shoot two. So Lane felt the footsteps right behind him, hit the bank board. No other Titan was there to clean it up. And then at this end, Rico takes it in hard and is fouled by Rico.
Yeah.
Wolbrink and Nick Kelly are going to check back in. First shot is up. Hits the front of the rim, hits the bank board, rolls around the toilet rim and goes in.
You know, Jensen was there on time. I just think he turned a little bit right before contact, which is what caused the foul.
Hammond and Frieden go out. Both free throws are made, so it's back down to a four-point ball game, 37-33. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And on the floor for the Titans, it's Welsh, Reese, Sikorsky, Moorfield, and Kelly. Go long, guys. It's open. And they get it ahead to Kelly. And too far ahead. He tried to save it back in. Another turnover.
Yeah, those are the possessions that we got, especially with 35 seconds left in the half. That turnover really hurts.
Right at the get-go, if Nick would have broke, it was wide open. But Reese just let him too much on that one, a little late. All right, so in the hands of Byron, they give it to Adams. Adams takes it in hard, and it's going to be a foul probably on Sikorsky.
Yep.
Yep, Sikorsky with the foul. Don't know how many. Can't see the scoreboard in regards to shooting one-on-one. I don't know how many team fouls that is. If you got that total fouls listed, we'll check at the quarter. But I would think that it's just about time for one-on-one for Byron.
I've kept individual. I didn't keep a running total, but that's got to be four or five for sure.
I would think so. It's in the hands of Snodgrass with 10 seconds to go. Now in the hands of Bilski. Here's a shot. It's not a good one either, but it's put right back in by Riley Adams. So a bad shot taken by Anthony Eddy. But right there was Adams to put it back in, and we're back down to a two-point game after a nine-point lead.
Yeah, that hurt. The turnover hurt, and then the offensive putback right at the buzzer are killers for us.
37-35. We've got a good fourth quarter to go. Titans basketball, 97.7 WMOI. Welcome back to Galesburg High School. It's the Galesburg Shootout, and the Monmouth-Roseville Titans are in a good ball game with the Byron Tigers. Byron is 18-6 on the season. The Titans are 13-5. The Titans lead 37-35 as we start this fourth quarter. They did lead by 9, and Byron just chipped away at it. But we'll start this fourth quarter with the starters. So out there is Kelly, Cheek, Welsh, Kirby, and Reese. And the Titans have been working around the perimeter. Cheek looked at the three, didn't do so. Reese has it. Now it's in the hands of Kelly. Kelly back to Reese. Reese looking for Kirby on the baseline. Nothing there. He dribbles to his left. Gives it to Cheek for an outside shot. No good. But it is going to be a foul on the rebound on Tyler Hamling as he was holding the arm of Kirby who'd come up with the ball. Good job by Jared.
Yeah. Nice play by Jared going for the boards. And that is their second team foul of the half. We have 5.
Thank you. Ball's inbounded. Near half court to Welsh. Now back to Reese. Braden Reese has played a nice game today. He'd been struggling some, both offensively and just a few things with taking care of the ball, but he's done a nice job today. He gets the ball to Cheek on the right block. He went to put it up, and he is fouled. So Cheek will go to the line to shoot 2.
Yeah, I think Braden's played, you know, patient game today. Sometimes he gets a little impatient, but knocked down his first 3, but then he's been patient.
He really hasn't shot much else, but he's had a couple of nice finds with the ball, and he's been able to handle the pressure. A couple turnovers, but I think a better floor game than
he's
had recently. Cheek made the first one, missed the second one. It's 38-35, and here comes Byron. They give it to Bilski, now in the hands of Snodgrass. They take it down to, who is that? That is Riley Adams, who put it in at the end of that third quarter, so he thought he could take it in hard, and he got it blocked. So now it comes down on the Titans' end. There's a jump shot by Reese, no good. Kelly comes up with a rebound, and then Kirby is mugged. Kelly took it in hard, and Kirby cleaned up the boards, and he piled up through a couple of guys, put it in, and was fouled. So it's 40-35, and Kirby will have a free throw.
Yeah, good, strong move. I mean, he had a couple guys hanging all over him, was still able to get up through him, get the ball up off the rim. Nice play by Jared.
40-35 is the score. Kirby, free throw. Nope. Rings out of there. 5-point lead for the Titans, 6.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Non-conference game. Byron has it, gets it to Harn. Harn goes off the block, and he is fouled by Kirby. So am I correct? I think Kirby and Cheek each have 3 now?
Jared now has 4.
Four. Okay. Yeah, what will Coach Grant do? He's a difference maker out there.
Yeah, he's got a good, that was a great loop underneath there. Yeah. We need him.
And it was on the floor. It was a drive and a dish to Harn, and Harn puts it up for two. 40-37. Here comes Kelly to Kirby. Kirby missed the crib. Ball's on the floor. Nick Kelly tracks it down. Byron gave the ball away right away after stopping Kirby. And Welch now has it at the top of the key. Down to Kelly. Kelly, boy, he's hit a couple threes there. I thought he might pull the trigger. And Coach Grant takes a full timeout. So Kirby will go out. Wolbrink will come in since Kirby's got four fouls. It's 40-37 with 6:06 to go. We'll take a timeout. Titans basketball, 97.7 WMOI. Welcome back to Galesburg High School, the Galesburg Shootout. The Monmouth-Roseville Titans taking on the Byron Tigers, and it's a good one. The Titans lead by three, 40-37, with just over 6 minutes to go. In this ball game, Byron led 14-9 after one quarter. Titans led 24-22 after two quarters. Then they maintained that two-point lead, 37-35, after three quarters. And right now it's 40-37, and the Titans have it after the Coach Grant timeout. Each team has two timeouts left. Byron will be in the bonus. So a little pick and pop by Nick Kelly, and he puts it in for two on the jump shot from the free throw line. So it's a five-point lead for the Titans. Harn has it. Harn looks to go inside, and he does. To Snodgrass, back out to Harn. I don't think you want your big man taking that shot.
I'm pretty sure Coach Grant would be okay with him shooting that every time down the floor.
Yeah, Connor Harn is a 6'5" sophomore, and he is not shy about shooting. He's had a couple of nice shots, but he's also taken some funky ones.
That one didn't even scare anything.
No. Titans break the pressure. 5.5 minutes to go. 5-point lead for the Titans. See if will they hold on to it a little bit? Nope, they're going to take it right into Jensen Wolbrink back outside to Reese. Reese thought about the three, takes it in hard, and throws it away. So Reese got up to the block, tried to swing it out to Wolbrink, but just Wolbrink was zigging instead of where the zagging.
Yeah, Reese got to do a better job protecting the ball down the stretch.
Make the simple pass.
Yeah.
Wolbrink checks out. Kirby checks back in again. He's got four fouls. 42-37. Cross half court is Rico. Rico has it stolen by Reese.
Good defense.
Rico is just casual about it, and boom, Reese takes it away. Kirby now has it on the right block. Looks inside. Nothing there. Gives it to Cheek. Cheek out to Welch. Welch thought about the three. Now he wants to get back to Kirby. Instead, he gives it to Kelly. Kelly steps back and gives it to Welch on the right wing. Welch takes it in hard. Left-handed shot. No good. There's Cheek. It's just mugged, and Cheek's going to shoot two. Nice offensive board.
Great board, but I'll tell you what, once we get it, there's nothing easy about it. They're coming after you.
And we're going to let Cheek gets the shot up and make it and get fouled. They made sure that ball didn't get higher than his shoulders. So Jordan in line to shoot two. First one's up, and it's good. 43-37. 6-point lead with 4.5 minutes to go. On the floor for the Titans, the starters. It is Reese, Kirby, Cheek, Welch, and Kelly.
Nice job by Jordan.
Made them both. 44-37.
We're okay with him going to the line as a 70% free throw shooter.
Guess he made a couple big ones there last night against Illini West. Ball's in the hands of Anthony Eddy. Now to Harn. Harn takes another poor shot. Up there to clean up the board is Riley Adams. And two for Byron.
And I'm not obviously keeping rebounds, but they've got a lot of offensive rebounds.
Kelly has it. Gets into the lane outside to Cheek, and he travels. He faked taking a shot, did the two-step, and was called for the travel.
Back to that same call we talked about earlier.
Yeah. 44-39. Byron has it. Titans crowd filled in pretty good. Nothing great, but pretty good, especially since they played last night in Carthage.
I think the problem is this gym's so big, it doesn't look like there's anybody here.
Could be. Could be.
The shoebox would be full.
It would be, the Titans side would be pretty decent.
Yeah.
Anyway, Byron's working around, and his jump shot is put up. It looked like an awkward shot by Nolan Bielski, but he nothing but net. It's a three-point game again.
Just here. Can't put him away, can we?
No, but the Titans quickly answer. Nick Kelly took it hard all the way down on the left side and did a little Euro step and puts it in for two.
Not sure they have an answer for him being that quick.
Here's a three-pointer put up. No good. Poor shot by Bielski. 3 minutes to go. 46-41. Titans with a five-point lead. Kelly has it up top. Gives it to Welsh. Welsh to Cheek. Over to Reese on the left side. Looks inside. Nothing there. Instead, it gives it to Kelly for a three. Kelly shoots a three. I thought they're going to get Kirby for a foul, but tipped out of bounds by Kirby, and it will be Byron's ball.
Just can't seem to put them away. I mean, we get up on them, and then they get back in it. So
it would have been a big three for Nick, but see what Byron can do here. Again, Byron is 18-6 on the season. The Titans are 13-5. Still just don't like this offense that Byron has just because it's, you know, it's a little bit of emotion, kind of a four out, one in, but you just don't see that much cutting. It's almost like a bunch of two-man games. Here's a drive inside, no good by Adams. Titans come down with it. This is where I see Coach Grant taking some time off.
Yeah, be patient here, get a good shot.
Cheek has it to Reese. Reese up to Kelly, and you might as well just hold on to it. I hate stalls, but if you can take a minute off here, do so. Instead, they take it into Cheek. And Cheek is fouled as he tried to put it up. So nice feed from Kirby. And Cheek's going to go to the line to shoot two with 2:18 to go.
Jordan did a nice job of feeling his guy, and then Kirby made a nice pass to him for the high-low.
First one is up. Good. Yep, Byron's going to have to get in gear and make some shots. And they've just taken a lot of bad shots in the second half.
Yeah, they haven't had many runouts this half.
Cheek gets the line, can both of them, so it's 47-41, 2:18 to go, 48-41.
But Jordan 5 of 6 this quarter of free throws, so keep sending them there.
Bielski has it, gives it up to Snodgrass. Drive inside by Eddie. That's just, they're going to call a blocking foul. So Anthony Eddy, the sophomore, will go to the line to shoot one and bonus. Both teams are now in the bonus. Is that correct? Yes, that is correct.
Yep.
So Anthony Eddy to the line to shoot one and bonus. Sophomore is up with the first one. It's good. And the second one, just about ready to go here. Second one is up, and good. Nothing but net for the sophomore. Down to five-point game, 48-43. 2:01 to go in this fourth quarter. Titans lead. Welsh is going to bring it in. Better give it up, and he does so. Gets it to Nick. One thing, Nick has just got the speed. He cuts through everybody and gets a streaking Cheek for a layup, 50-43. We didn't have Nick cutting through that. I'm not sure how we do against that, but they just don't have anybody to match it.
No. Good job of Jordan running the floor, too.
Ball tipped away as Eddie tried to get it inside. It'll be brought in by Snodgrass. They get it inside, and Kirby just picked up his fifth foul, I believe, on the inbounds. Rico caught it, went up the left side, and Jared did not like the call. Oh, it's on Cheek? On Cheek, so it's his fourth.
Wow. That was on Kirby, but they called it on Cheek, but it was
on
Kirby.
And Jared, Jordan goes, that wasn't me, that was him, but then I'm thinking, well, Jordan, maybe you want to take ownership, because I think it was Kirby's fifth.
It would have been Kirby's fifth, so now
they each got four.
Now they each have four, which I'm not sure is a good thing.
All right, it's 50-45 after the free throws, minute 41 to go, Reese has it. Reese to Welsh. I'm not sure. I really don't know who you foul. Really, Titans, all the guys out there are pretty good free throw shooters. If they got to get into a foul fest, Coach Grant's going to take a full timeout and talk about how he wants to play out this last minute and a half. Titans lead by 5, 50-45. We will be back. Titans basketball, 97.7 WMOI. Welcome back to Galesbury High School. Jeff Thompson along with Scott Weber. We've got a minute 29 to go in this ball game, and the Titans lead 50-45 over the Byron Tigers. Byron is 18-6. Titans are 13-5. Both teams have had leads in this game and just really have not been able to extend it. I know the Titans at one time led by 9, and I think the biggest lead that Byron had was probably around 5 or 6.
Yeah. Early.
Yep. So it was a timeout by Coach Grant. He's saying, hey, spread it out. And I think the Titans are going to try to eat some clock here with a 5-point lead. Kelly has it. Kelly gets it to Reese. Reese back up to Welsh, trying to eat some clock, picks up his dribble, gives it to Kelly. Kelly is boxed, but gets into the lane, takes it in hard, puts it in for 2, and Nick Kelly will give the Titans a 7-point lead and a chance to make it 8 if he attacks the hoop after being boxed in outside.
Nice move by Nick. It's one of those that coach would say, no, yes, when it goes in. Nice, strong move.
Nick to the line to shoot, and it's up. No good. Rebounded by Byron. 52-45 with a minute to go. In the hands of Belsky. Now to Rico. He'll shoot it. He'll miss it. And Titans gets a rebound, and Welsh is fouled by Snodgrass. The Welsh is going to go down there and have 1-and bonus. The Titans, still a lot of time left, but between free throws and being able to hold out a few seconds, should be able to take care of it. Just never know.
It's a funny game, but, Welsh shooting 80% from the line. Like you mentioned, all the guys out there are shooting, 70% or higher from the line, so we should feel pretty good.
I agree. All right, so Welsh is the line, and nothing but net for Dakota. Looking to see what the Titans' schedule holds here. Second one is up, and it is good. All right. Here comes Camp Point. They trail by 9 with 45 seconds to go. They got to try to find shots. Titans are, I knew that Eddie would take it. He takes every shot, I guess. Shot was missed by Eddie, but it was rebounded by Adams. He's going to shoot 2. Eddie is,
now
he loves to shoot, but I don't think he's got many points.
Now Kirby has fouled out.
He has, and Austin Hammond's going to check in. Hammond with 10 points tonight. All right, the Titans are going to host Camp Point on a Tuesday night and then go down to Jacksonville for a game on Friday next week. So,
has they been down to Jacksonville in all your years doing this?
I don't recall going down there, but every once in a while I'm gone and don't do games. I don't know if they went down there last year or not. Adams makes the first one. It's an 8-point lead, 54-46, with 37 seconds to go. Second one is up, and it's good. Adams is 6'6", junior. Pretty active on the boards. Welsh has it. Needs to get it in. And they get it to Reese. They almost steal it. They're diving after it. He gives it up to Kelly. Kelly is fouled on the backside. Good hustle by both players. Snodgrass kind of laid on top of Kelly, but just the way it worked out, wasn't anything dirty. 54-47, 31 seconds to go. Kelly the line to shoot 1-and bonus.
I was just looking at their stat line. They're 65% shooting team from the free throw line. Tonight they're 11-for-12, so let's keep them off there.
It's up. Good. So if things go as they should, the next 31.2 seconds, the Titans would improve to 14-5 on the season. Byron Tigers would fall to 18-7. Kelly gets up, knocks down both free throws. And here comes Byron. They need points quickly. They get it out front for a crazy 3. That is good from Trent Snodgrass. Came off the screen and knocked the college 3 down on the move. 56-50 with 22 seconds to go, and Coach Schmidt calls a timeout for Byron. It's just a 30-second timeout. He's trying to, you know, what they should do is they'll probably say, well, they got to go for the steal, but I bet they hope that Wolbrink gets it. He's in for the fouled out Kirby, because he would be the one probably most obvious to foul out there.
Well, they brought in Hammond.
Hammond now, so Hammond's in there. He's a good free throw shooter, so.
I mean, a shot that went in by Snodgrass, but one you're saying three-point off-balance shot, let him shoot it.
They get it inside to Kelly. Kelly gets ahead of everybody, but pulls it back out, and it is a foul. So Kelly would go to the line to shoot two because it's double bonus now with 18 seconds to go. Titans leading by six. So they got to hope. If you're Byron, you got to hope that Nick misses. Otherwise, this thing is getting close to being sealed.
Yeah, it turns into a three-possession game.
First one is up for Nick in a very silent gym. Misses it. Wolverine checks in for Hammond.
Imagine they'll do a little offense or defense here with those two.
Second one's up from Nick Kelly. He makes that one. 7-point lead, 57-50 with 17 seconds to go. No way you can do it. Here's a crazy three. Hits the top of the bank board. Welsh with the rebound. He is fouled by Anthony Eddy, and the Titans are going to win this one. Welsh is going to go to the line to shoot two, with the Titans leading 57-50. So, again, Titans will host Camp Point on Tuesday night, folks. That'll be a good ball club, ball game. The Titans beat Camp Point by one at Camp Point. It was Camp Point's first game of the year.
Pat, you and I did that game.
Oh, that's right. We did.
Remember, there was the Headband Boys.
Yep, that's right. Looked like...
Because you kept talking about earmuffs, if I'm correct.
Wrestling
things, remember? The wrestling headgear?
Yes, I know. I can't remember why we said that.
That doesn't surprise me.
58-50, 7.7. Both are good from Welsh. This is going to be a good win for the Titans. 59-50 is the score. Here's a three put up by Eddy, and it's good. So that will do it. And the Titans win this one 59-53 over the 18-6 Byron Tigers, who are now 18-7. Titans improved to 14-5. Get off that unlucky number 13. And the Titans have won back-to-back games within 24 hours over a couple of good ball clubs. Final again. What was it? They took it off the board already.
59-53.
So... we will come back and look at the scoring and also talk to Coach Grant. Good win for the Titans. It's Titans basketball on 97.7 WMOI. Welcome back to Galesburg High School. Jeff Thompson and Scott Weber. The Titans win this one by the score of 59-53. A good win over Byron on this Saturday afternoon non-conference action. This is the post-game show that is brought to us by Security Savings Bank. Security Savings Bank in Monmouth and Stronghurst, part of your community, part of your life. To win this ball game, the Titans trailed 14-9 after one quarter, and Byron actually scored 14 straight points in that quarter. When it was 24-22 Titans after the second quarter, they maintained that two-point lead, 37-35 after three quarters, and then prevail 59-53. Both of these ball clubs had tough games last night. I think you could see it a little bit in the energy for both ball clubs, but they got it done and played hard. And again, the Titans prevail and improve to 14-5 on the season. Byron falls to 18-7. Scott Weber's my color man today, and he has been furiously acting like Rain Man over there, adding things up. Well, you're a lot slower than Rain Man, but why don't you go ahead and tell us about scoring?
I didn't want to be wrong and feel the wrath of you, but... Let's go with Byron. For Byron, Bielski had 11, Eddie had 5, Rico had 13, Jancic had 2, Snodgrass had 5, Camlin had 3, Harn had 8, Adams had 6 for Byron. And the thing that sticks out there, JT, is that Snodgrass, one of their seniors, one of their leaders, was held to 5 points tonight. So that was a nice job by the Titans.
Yeah, he's one of their leading scorers with just 5 points for him tonight. All right, how about for the Titans?
For the Titans, Welsh ended with 6. Nick Kelly had a big fourth quarter in the second half and ended with 16.
Braden Reese had 3. Jordan Cheek had a solid game at 15. Jared Kirby had 6. Ethan Sikorsky had 2. And Austin Hammond came in with a quick 10 points for the Titans. So a good win for the Titans, 59-53.
Yep, that is a good one. Again, Titans 14-5 in the season. They will host Camp Point Tuesday night and go down to Jacksonville on Friday night of next week. We're going to take a timeout. We expect Coach Grant to be here. Titans basketball, 97.7 WMOI. Welcome back to Galesburg High School. The Titans win this one over Byron, 59-53, and this is the postgame show brought to us by Security Savings Bank. Well, we've heard about the scoring for both ball clubs, but now it's time for Coach Chuck Grant to join us. And Chuck just marched up here, and you know, off air, we said that's a couple of good wins last night and tonight. And boy, it certainly that was nice, wasn't it, Chuck?
It really was. And you know, Jeff, one of the things we preached to the kids about. You know, we had 2 games in a row where we didn't play very well, and you know, just got beat pretty badly. You know, and we said, you know, the schedule we had up in front of us was perfect because you don't play yourself out of a funk by beating poor teams. You know, you play yourself out of a funk by beating good basketball teams, and we beat 2 pretty good ones this weekend. And Byron's been hot. You know, got a big win over Bago there about a week ago, and you know, the talk is kind of them being that team, maybe in that part of the state. So, and boy, it's a pretty good one to get under our belt.
Well, we started off hot, and they scored 14 straight, and you're like, oh, where's this thing going? And then we just kind of got it together again, and you had in that second quarter, a key contributor was Austin Hammond, who scored 8 straight points for you. One thing, you know, I didn't see last night's ball game. Braden Reese only ended up with 3 points, and he had 2 or 3 kind of silly turnovers. But I thought his floor game was much better tonight than I've seen in the last few games.
We made that comment about last night. We felt like it was the best floor game he's played since earlier in the season. And today, I would agree. I mean, he didn't score a lot, but he made it. You know, he made a lot of things happen for other people. I mean, even just moving the ball from one side of the floor to the other, so we could get something going on the other end. You know, and kind of taking this guy out of the way. You know, yeah, you're right. He did an outstanding job of that. And you know, I mean. Early on, we kind of got caught up in their tempo, and at times throughout the game, we got caught up in the tempo. I mean, you know, we like to play up tempo, but they like that, you know, that scramble ball, and we, you know, we didn't feel comfortable getting in there as coaches because of the turnovers. We turned up, we had 6 turnovers in the first half, I think 4 within about, well, probably within that run you're talking about, and so we did a better job. We had a couple silly ones early in the second half, but overall did a better job of taking care of the ball in the second half, and you know, our bigs. Everybody reappeared this weekend, but our bigs certainly did, and we were very strong on both ends of the floor, and we did a nice job of converting and did a great job on the boards. And, you know, like I said, we just, you know, what flips a switch one way to where you play so poorly, you know, for a couple of games, and then all of a sudden, I made the comment, Jeff, that to our coaches that prior to both the Rock Ridge and the West Hancock game, that we had some terrific practice, and then we show up like that Thursday, we couldn't have had a worse practice. I mean, we really couldn't. I mean, we were sluggish. We had a couple kids that were sick. We just, our timing was just not there.
Well, and playing the week, you know, it, when you go a whole week and you're a high schooler, you just want to play.
You want to play.
Yeah.
You want to play. But I told the coaches as we walked off the floor, I said, well, you know, we practiced well 2 games in a row and didn't show up. Maybe we don't practice well. And we play well, so maybe that's the magic. We just have to not practice well the rest of the way out.
One other thing that I thought I saw in tonight's ball game, they just didn't have an answer for Nick Kelly's speed, and he could in some of that press or a couple times they just out of the jam, he could just slice and get through them and create the openings that were needed.
Yeah, they definitely, you know, up front they put a lot of people up front on the ball. They did have that guy back for the release pass. But you're right. You know, once Nick got it in, they really didn't have anybody to crowd. And then we got a couple big buckets doing that. So, we kept talking about maybe they were going to back it up and get us in the half-court jump. And I'm glad they didn't because they kind of gave us that floor to work with. And, you know, anytime you can get an easy bucket like that, you know, you're going to take it. But, yeah, Nick had a terrific game handling the ball. And made a couple silly turnovers early, kind of got caught up in that, you know, in their tempo. But I thought he did a great job of kind of relaxing and getting everybody else involved, and taking it when he had it. And that's what we talked about in the timeout when we took early when we were struggling with it. We said, hey, we're going to run, but wait till you have an opportunity to run. Don't run just to run. You're getting yourself into some problems. And I think you guys did a great job of straightening that out.
All right, so you host Camp Point on Tuesday night. Good ball club. You beat them by one down there on their first game of the year. So that should be a fun one back. Last home court wasn't very kind to us the last two games that we were at home. So hopefully a big crowd and against a good ball club on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, and we still got a shot for a piece of the conference title. We got to have a little help with somebody knocking off, West Hancock. We go to Illini West on Tuesday. But, we're in a situation where we can't control that. We have to control what we can control, and that's, beating Camp Point on Tuesday night and getting ourselves a chance to go down to Macomb and maybe get a share of it later on. But we have two terrific games this week again. Camp Point, a team that can go deep in 1A on Tuesday. Then we travel down to Jacksonville on Friday to play the Crimson, and, that'll be a tough game against a 3A opponent. So, what else would you want?
I agree. Yep. It's a nice schedule. All right, Chuck. Well, have a great weekend, and thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Coach Chuck Grant of the Monmouth-Roseville Titans victorious this evening. We'll take one more timeout and come back here with the player of the game, Titans basketball, 97.7 WMOI. Welcome back to Galesburg High School. This is the postgame show brought to us by Security Savings Bank of Monmouth and Stronghurst. The Titans win this one 59-53, improved to 14-5 in the season, and the Byron Tigers fall to 18-7. A good ball club that the Titans beat tonight, and they came back to beat Illini West last night. So a couple of good wins for the Titans rolling into next week, where they'll have a couple of other tough ones. Camp Point and home on Tuesday, and down at Jacksonville on Friday. Julie Richardson is our executive producer back at the station, doing a fine job as usual. But we do have one order of business left, and that's our player of the game, Clark, Glasgow, and McClintock Law Office. Call us a team, call us a tribe, call us a family, but whatever you call us, we are who you need when your freedom is on the line. 734-8464, Clark, Glasgow, and McClintock Law Office. Our player of the game nominee from my color man, Scott Weber, is...
Here's who I'm going with. The man that sparked us in the second quarter, going into the second quarter down five, come out ahead two, and the guy responsible for 10 of the 15 points in the second quarter, Austin Campbell.
All right, I like that. That was a spark, and at a needed time. I was really kind of thinking that Nick Kelly, his speed taking care of the ball, and then I was thinking of Jordan Cheek for cleaning up the boards. But I'm liking your nominees. So congratulations to Austin Hammond, as he is our player of the game, sponsored by Clark, Glasgow, and McClintock Law Office. We had to think outside the box there, Webb.
Well, you can't always, too many people get caught up on the point leaders. And, of course, Jordan and Nick were huge for us. There's no doubt about that. But, Austin came in and made two big back-to-back threes in that quarter and got us over the hump, and I just thought he deserved it.
Yep, I'm just fine with that. And we don't give they don't get anything except that honor, nobody can feel bad about missing out on something other than the honor.
You can't be wrong, can we?
All right, well, that's it. Anything else you want to add?
No, thanks for having me. I enjoyed doing it, and hopefully these two wins really push the boys into a good regional run.
Yeah, I hope so, too, and a couple of good ball games from them next week. So Titans win, and it's fun to do this game here at Galesburg High. And, Scott, thanks for doing the ball game with me. Thanks, Julie, for taking care of things at the station. And, listeners, thank you for doing so. We appreciate it, and, of course, our sponsors for making it all possible. So, from Galesburg High School, for Scott Weber, this is Jeff Thompson. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to Titans Basketball on 97.7 WMOI.